she's about to see the massacre that just happened.
Okay.
Shall
we see
no.
what it looks like?
The Ready Life. Into the country.
Hi, I'm Nick Meisner.
And I'm Lisa, his wife.
And we want to welcome you back to the Ready Life podcast, where we help you learn about your basic necessities and how you can provide for these in as independent a manner as possible. Things like water, heat, food, and the power that we often depend on for these things. And in this week's episode, we are doing something that's a painful but necessary duty.
We are pruning our blueberry bushes.
That's right.
We actually got these blueberry bushes over a year ago or something. And
blueberries are a big thing in our family. They're like,
yes.
We wanted to have lots.
Understatement of the century, by the way. Blueberries are a big thing in this family. No, I mean like, seriously, blueberries are a big deal in this family.
Oh my. We wanted to have lots and lots of blueberries, and we thought we'd get a head start because there was a farm a ways away that was closing down, and they were getting rid of some very mature bushes. And so we and a whole bunch of other friends in the area got a bunch of them. I mean, they were bringing them in by truckload. And so we got a number of these, and it was not an ideal situation the time of year, because it was the middle of winter, and of course our ground was frozen with feet of snow, and so they had to sit in our shop for months, which was not ideal. But then once the ground thawed, then we were dealing with a lot of family health issues and things like that, and it took us a while to get them planted. And we really should have pruned them back very majorly.
When we first planted them.
Right away, but we didn't. Life was just too busy. And
we
that
were
was
proud of ourselves for just getting them in the ground.
Yeah. That was a, So we did the best that we felt we could under the circumstances, but it was not ideal. So a couple of lessons we learned was, and we already suspected this, but it confirmed our suspicion that transplanting big plants is difficult. They're going to take a hit. They're going to go through some shock, and you're going to lose some degree of the plant. It's not going to just be a direct transfer of what it was before.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of our friends that got from this batch of plants lost their blueberries completely.
Yeah.
We've managed to keep ours alive, but they have taken a hit, but they really needed to be pruned back. And I think that's why they're in
struggling.
The condition they are now. There's a lot of dead on them. And so we're going to do some pretty heavy pruning here. And this is heavier than you would normally have to do if you've been keeping up with your plant. They say to prune, you know, maybe a third of your plant. A third of it on, you know, just normal prunings, but
mm-hmm.
we're just removing the dead stuff is going to get rid of probably two thirds,
75% almost,
something like that. But it's one thing to remember about blueberries is that it's almost impossible to prune them back too far. You could almost cut them down to the ground and they would just, you know, as long as they're still alive and healthy, then they're going to bounce back. And yes, you're not going to get anything for a year or two, but you'll get new canes shooting up. And in the end, it could be good for them. And so we should probably almost do that, but that's just a little bit too painful. And I mean, I'll do it if I have to, but I'm going to try and save the good stuff here. So we're going to have a little reveal here because I've pruned our first one back and Lisa was not around. And so this was our biggest bush. Biggest one, and she's about to see the massacre that just happened.
Okay,
shall
we see
no.
what it looks like? Okay.
Oh, sakes alive! Wowzers!
I pruned off.
Wow.
Over there. It's a big pile of branches. Yes, there is still some live stuff there. But
There's, it should have been pruned last year.
It should have been pruned. It was when we got them, they should have been pruned. I think that the owners of the farm had not been pruning them for a little while because they knew that they were going to be closing down or something. Anyhow, yes, it looks pretty meager compared to what it was, but what we're interested in is getting some new growth because that's where the blueberries are most productive. The canes that are like 1, 2, 3 years old, somewhere in that range. Mm-hmm. They get over that and productivity goes down and you're just taking up space. And of course, you've got to get the dead stuff out of there. So let's just take a look at what we're doing now. But bear in mind, pruning is a lot of art. There's definitely some science to it, but it's a lot of art too. And so everybody's going to prune a little differently. And so I'm sure that I'm going to get a lot of comments of folks thinking that I should have done this a little different. That, please give me some comments. I'm definitely open to learning. I don't consider myself a professional blueberry pruner by any means. Drop us a comment if you think I should have done something differently here. But I'll show you our process, the system that makes the most sense to me. And that's the system of kind of starting from the bottom and working your way up. And so your first step is going to be to remove all the dead stuff. That's a given. If it's dead, get rid of it. And first thing I should say is with your pruning shears, use some alcohol. I guess the labels come off of the front. Anyhow, some rubbing alcohol, something like that, on your loppers and your shears. These are the two tools that we'll be using. I've already done it to mine, but just to show you what I'm talking about, we're just going to pour the alcohol over the blade. And the point of doing this is so that you don't spread diseases from one set of plants to another, so you're not transporting diseases around if some other plants that you've been pruning had diseases on them. I've already done that to the loppers, so we're good here. But come on over and let's just kind of work our way through this. So let me put this up because we're not gonna need this for a little while. We're gonna be working mostly with the loppers on the big canes, because remember, we're starting low and then working our way up. And so right now on this first pass, we're just looking for dead stuff. So this is definitely a dead cane here. And I should mention, when you're looking, because, you know, it is a little bit later than I'd like for pruning the blueberries. We should have done this probably a month or two earlier, but it's still okay because they haven't sprung out with leaves and everything. And what I'm looking for is the buds. The buds actually set the previous year, so you can see, get an idea of what's going to be happening the previous year. And so I'm looking for buds, and there's nothing on here. Also, it just breaks. This is just dead. It's just plumb dead. And what I'm talking about with buds, it's like over here. You're looking for the reddish colored stuff. That's the newer growth. And then these buds here are telling me that this is still alive. And the buds here, for instance, the big round buds, these are going to be blossoms that could set fruit. And then these little pointy ones down here are going to be leaves. So that's kind of the difference. These big ones up here are going to be blossoms, and these little bitty ones are going to be leaves. So that's a good thing to know. But this one's obviously alive. So that's kind of our first step, is being able to tell what's dead and what's alive. So this one is a trunk. It actually has kind of three canes coming out of the same place. This one is dead, this one is dead, and this one is dead. And so I'm going to go all the way down to the ground. You want to cut as close to the ground as you can, since these three are I guess these two are together and this one's separate. I'm going to cut this down as close as I can. I don't want to scrape other canes if I can help it, but off she goes. This is a painful thing to do. It's not quite as painful on the dead stuff. It gets more painful when you get into the live stuff. But it's kind of a necessary part of life. As I've been pruning, I've been thinking about our lives and how when you, even the good stuff, sometimes you've got to eliminate some good stuff to make room for the best stuff. We'll get to that in a little bit here when we get to the live stuff. Then it's like, oh, do I really have to cut that? But necessary things. Okay, this one is completely dead, so we're going to take that as close to the ground as we can. It's a lot of philosophy of life in the farm. That one's still got some life in it. That doesn't mean we're going to keep it, but just on this first pass, we're not going to take it. This one is completely dead. I'm going to take that. We're pruning. We're going to end up pruning a lot heavier here than you normally would if you've been maintaining your plants. But this was our first pruning. We should have pruned last year for sure, but we didn't. And when you plant, when you're transplanting like this, you should really prune it where there's no blossoming or anything. That would be ideal, is to prune it back heavily right away. Okay, this one is dead, and that is completely dead, and these two are really close together. So I'm going to take it down to the ground. These loppers are nice because you can extend the handle to get some more leverage when you've got big stuff like this to take off. Okay, and we're already opening up some more space. You can see I could actually cut this a little closer now that I've made a little bit more room for myself. I want to get it as close to the ground as I can so there's less potential for rotten wood, getting in, diseases inside the plant or the roots or whatever. Okay, that's got some life. This is plumb dead. Which is a shame. So you can see this still had some of that reddish look on it. So this was actually a newer cane that could have been producing better, but it didn't survive last year, probably because we didn't prune well enough. There was a lot of foliage last year, and that consumed a lot of the water that the roots were able to soak up. And I think that's where it was not doing so well, or that's where it really damaged the plants. Okay, this one, dead there, dead, that's dead, that's dead. This whole cane. So the big canes, when they get to the point where there's bark on them and stuff like that, they're getting pretty old. And as a general rule, getting less productive too. And so just in general maintenance, I say to take 1 to 3 canes of the old canes per year. But that's assuming that you've been maintaining them. Okay. Now you can see, you can start to see, get rid of some of this grass here. And you can start to see that, yes, indeed, we do have some new canes springing up already, which is a good thing. If we wanted to, we could even mow this down. You know, take it all to the ground and it would probably be okay. But we'll see what we can leave. Right now we're just getting rid of the dead stuff. That one's, almost completely dead. There's just a little bit of a little bit of new growth down here. I think we're just going to take it. It's old. Okay, so that one has some good buds on it. We definitely are going to need to thin it out up above, but I'm inclined to maybe leave this one for now because we're pruning so heavily. If we had some other good newer stalks, then I might even take this one just because it's been here for a while and it's not going to be as productive. It's when you get this bramble of branches, that's indicative of having been here for, 3 years or so, perhaps 2 or 3 years. And you don't get as many berries and the berries aren't as big. You may get more berries actually, but they're not as big. They're small and not an ideal situation, but we'll see. We may end up leaving that one since we're cutting so heavily, so much else out, and we don't have a lot left here. Okay, so this one has a little bit of life left. You can see there's some buds here. This one branch here. And so some of the lower has this branch here, has a little bit. It's just not a lot. This is where it gets to be kind of the art part. It's like you're making some judgment calls here, and I'm kind of inclined to take this one because so much of it is dead, but we could potentially chop this off here. Maybe that's what I'll try, is chop this off here, take this part that has a lot of the dead stuff. This seems to be fairly alive, and let's see how it does. So, when I'm not just chopping off a cane at the bottom, when I'm cutting a cane partway up, I'm going to go at like a 45 degree. So why don't you come around here and let's see how we do this. So what I'm doing here, and y'all may disagree with this cut. You let me know if you disagree with this, but I'm going to cut right here and take this part off. Yes, there is some live, but there's a lot of dead too. And this is mostly live here. This branch is dead, so we can chop that off too. But here's what I'm going to do. I'm not going to come in and do a square cut like this because that leaves a lot of dead wood down here that can rot. I'm going to do an angled cut like this, and I'm going to cut it right above where this branch takes off. Yeah, a lot of dead on that. I think that was a good cut. The thing I'm questioning is whether I should just take this whole thing or not, but I think we'll leave it for now. We can always prune it next year if we needed to. And then for this one, we'll prune off the dead branch here. And I'm going to do that same angled cut, like so. Get it as close as you can. And we'll prune off some dead here also. Okay, so we've got the dead stalks out of the way. All of the stalks here have some life in them. So now it's a matter of deciding, are there any of these that do have some life in them that we're going to just go ahead and take anyway? Or do we want to start doing the barber work here and cutting away? So I think, considering we're down to basically three older stalks and then some newer ones, I think I'm for leaving what we've got here and, of course, cutting off the dead branches and trimming it up a little bit. Some of this needs some work. It's too thick in here. So let's do that. This isn't looking very healthy to me, and that's dead. That doesn't look too great there. So, and that's not even too great there. So I'm actually thinking that what I'm going to do, so this branch here isn't too great. This one, yeah, we could try leaving that one. So maybe what I'll do is chop it off right here, because this one's dead right here, and this one is mostly dead. It's not looking too great. So we'll chop it off right about there. Here, let me do it right this way. It's good to have a nice sharp pair of shears. These are older ones, been around a long time, but I sharpened them up and they're cutting good, nice clean cuts. Okay, so now we've got a dead branch there, just getting rid of some dead stuff. Here's one right here that's dead. Cut that at an angle. That's mostly dead, so I think we'll get rid of that. And same here. So we're just kind of cleaning it up at this point. So on and so forth. Okay, so now we're going to turn our attention to up here on this branch. We've got a little dead up here that I'm going to get rid of. And then, and it gets to be this bramble of branches. I'm going to need to take some. Still getting rid of some dead here. You can tell this bush has been struggling. It needed a haircut a long time ago. I'm glad that we don't die when we, just because we need a haircut and we don't get one. Because I could sure use one right now.
I heard that.
Okay, so if we had some good new canes, new growth, so like you look here, this is new growth here where it's just a single cane with buds on it. This is the stuff that we really want to preserve. This up here where it's branching out a lot is the stuff that isn't as new. It can still be productive like this, but when it starts branching out too much and getting too thick and brambled, that's an indicator to us that it's getting older. There was a really good, I'm going to share a link to a presentation that University of North Carolina did on this that to me has been the most helpful thing on this topic of pruning blueberries and identifying what needs to go and what doesn't, and what's the new growth, what's the you know, couple of years old, and what's the old stuff and all of that. And so we'll put a link to that in the description in case that's helpful to you, in case you want to get into the details. But this is my interpolation of that system, because there's a bunch of different ideas about how to prune, and that was the one that made the most sense to me. Okay, this is dead. That's a dead cane that I
dead all the way down
missed. Go. Well, not quite all the way dead, but dead enough to go. And let's see, got some dead here. There's so much dead that's 90% of the pruning that we're doing is the dead. So here, I'm getting rid of some dead. And then this tip is dead, so I'm going to cut at an angle. Let's see, where is it that I want it to take off? That's not looking too great there. So I think I'm going to have it take off maybe at this point. Get rid of some dead here. Another thing that we're looking for, because we got rid of so much already, we don't have this issue. But after you've gotten rid of your dead, you can sometimes have branches that are crossing over or going at a low angle. So let's just take a look at this bush real quick. So I'm looking at this cane right here. Of course, it's dead, but let's just say it was alive. And it's crossing over, kind of going at an angle and really bending over. If this was full of berries, it would cause it to sag, and in the snow it would sag and everything. And it's crossing over, going in between. This would be a really good one to remove, even if it was alive. Obviously it's dead and it just snapped. But you get the idea. We're talking about anything that's going at a low angle. This one right here, it's dead, but if it was alive, I'd want to take that. It's hanging out into our walkway and it's going at a low angle. We want to encourage the canes to go straight up, and we want to select the ones that are going as vertical as possible, and we don't want them intertwining and doing this sort of thing, creating this bramble. Here's another one that's going through kind of sideways through all this stuff, so we want to get rid of those. That's another step. So once again, just to kind of recap, we're, first of all, we're starting at the bottom. We're getting rid of anything that's dead. That's my first pass. And then second pass is what I was just describing here, the stuff that is going at a low angle, not as vertical, kind of at a diagonal or horizontal angle, and hanging out into the walkways and stuff like that. That's our next pass. And then at that point in time, we move up. So we start at the bottom, we're getting the canes, and that makes it where you don't have a ton of cuts, because when you cut a cane, you just eliminated a whole bunch of cuts further up because you just got it at one point down low. So we start down there, then we work our way up, and then we get into the thinning things out. This has already been pretty thinned out, so there's not much left here to thin, but I actually did some thinning over on this one. There was some live stuff that I did that I could have left, but I decided to take it because it was going at bad angles or getting too close and intertwined together. So this one's going to take a little more and still have a little bit more dead, but I hope that helps to summarize our rationale, how we prune. Like I said, if you disagree with any of these cuts, you let me know. Just put the timestamp in the comments and tell me why you disagree with that. And I would love to learn from your experience. I may not agree with you, but that's okay. We can agree to disagree, but probably you'll be right, because I'm just trying to get something done here. And I'm sure I'm making plenty of cuts that aren't great. This one's kind of dead. But once again, the beautiful thing about pruning blueberries is if you make a bad cut, it's not the end of the world. It's going to grow back with new stalks, and it's hard to prune them too heavily, unlike some other things. There are other fruit trees and things like that that you could prune too heavily where they have a hard time recovering. But with these blueberries, they bounce back pretty well. So I'm going to finish this one up, and I won't bore you through all the gory details. We're just about done here, but it's hard. It really is, especially if you're doing the normal, if you've been keeping up with it and you're pruning a healthy plant. It's hard because then you're cutting off good stuff, you know, trying to take a third of it off. But it's going to be worth it. There's new stalks shooting up over, you'll reap the rewards over the next couple of years. So anyhow, I hope that's been helpful. And we'll have to check back in next year and show you how it's going with these that we just gave a haircut to. Maybe I'll have a haircut next time you see me too. Bye now.
Bye.